New face in the race.
I have my reservations about the people running and the way they're campaigning.
Deadly restaurant chemical.
Difficulty in breathing, runny and watery eyes.
Big concern from something tiny.
These microplastics are getting into our seafood. They're getting into our water.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. There could be a tantalizing new twist to the 2020 presidential race, perhaps a new candidate in the mix. Michael Bloomberg, the billionaire businessman who ran New York City, is making moves to get on Alabama's primary ballot. Today is the deadline for that. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says Bloomberg was expressing frustration about the Democratic field as recently as a few days ago.
This country is in real trouble. We need somebody to pull people together.
Just last week, former Mayor Michael Bloomberg said he had doubts about the current Democratic presidential contenders.
You know, I have my reservations about the promises they're making that they can't fulfill.
Now, after spending millions to help Democrats win elections across the country, he's seriously considering a bid of his own. In a statement, a spokesman says, We now need to finish the job and ensure that Trump is defeated. But Mike is increasingly concerned that the current field of candidates is not well positioned to do that.
Bloomberg was a Republican turned independent who registered as a Democrat last year. In the impeachment inquiry, a transcript from State Department official George Kent indicates President Trump wanted to hear three things from Ukraine's president: investigations, Biden, and Clinton, to secure U.S. military aid. CBS's Nancy Cordes says Democrats will likely question him in open hearings.
They will ask him about all of his attempts to try to get the State Department, for instance, to show support for this embattled U.S. ambassador, Marie Yovanovitch, and the fact that he was told not only to stand down, but that he himself should lay low.
It's not clear if acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney will comply with a subpoena and appear behind closed doors today. Now to northern Mexico, CBS's Manuel Bajorquez says new details are emerging days after the drug cartel massacre of nine American women and children.
A relative says Donna Langford ordered her children to duck as their SUV came under fire.
Donna was a person that was full of life.
Voice messages from family members capture the chaos following the massacre.
Donna and Christina are gone. They're not. They're dead.
They opened fire, killed Donna and the baby. And another one before they even stopped. And Donna's yelling at the kids to get down.
A relative says 8-year-old Cody, who was shot in the face, won't be able to talk for 6 weeks following surgery where his jaw was wired shut.
In Burlington, Massachusetts, an employee at a restaurant died while trying to clean the place.
A worker at Buffalo Wild Wings used a cleaning agent on the floor. The victim, along with 10 other individuals, became sick once the product was released.
Fire Chief Michael Patterson says the company's cooperating in the investigation. Well, temperatures are in the teens in much of the upper Midwest this morning. It's around the freezing mark in New York City and Boston. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says it's a chilling preview of another batch of bitter cold that takes hold next week.
This is definitely more like January weather across the eastern half of the United States. That's how much below average these temperatures are. 15 to 25 degrees below average. So it's almost like a midwinter deep kind of cold.
Parts of New England could get up to 6 inches of snow today. There are new questions surrounding the disappearance of a 5-year-old girl in Jacksonville, Florida. Her mother said Taylor Rose Williams vanished from her bedroom earlier this week. The local sheriff, Mike Williams, says some things are not adding up.
We were talking to her about some inconsistencies in her statement, and that's when she chose to stop cooperating with us.
This neighbor says he was unaware a child lived in the home.
It is strange because I'm like, I didn't even know she had a little girl.
Police believe the child hasn't been seen by anyone for several weeks. A Secret Service report on school shootings over the past 20 years finds in most cases the attackers exhibited troubling behavior beforehand that was not reported or taken seriously. Lena Alathari heads up the agency's Threat Assessment Center.
Dramatic sudden changes in mood, behavior, appearance, increased conflicts with peers, more depressive symptoms, social isolation. Those are all behaviors that we found in the backgrounds of these attackers.
Well, the top e-cigarette maker, Juul, says it's going to stop sales of its best-selling flavor, mint. CBS's Anna Werner says it narrows down the remaining choices to tobacco and menthol.
Some of the other flavors are gone. It appears that teenagers in large portion have moved over to mint flavors. The studies are starting to reflect that. Now Juul has said we're not going to sell mint anymore.
Well, tiny pieces of plastic are raising big concerns. CBS's Michelle Miller has more on what researchers are finding in the ocean.
Before dawn on the Oregon coast, marine biologists are on the hunt for what's nearly impossible to find, microplastics, 5 millimeters or even smaller. And that's just what Dr. Suzanne Brander's team wants to collect. Pure ocean water flows through these shellfish, but microplastics get stuck.
We're seeing on average a couple of pieces of suspected plastic in each animal.
Brander's lab at Oregon State University is part of a worldwide microplastics research effort that has found few places untouched.
They're being found in Arctic ice. It's not as if there are people dumping plastics off the icebergs. It's coming from global air and ocean circulation.
At the Scripps Institute of Oceanography, Dr. Jennifer Brandon found more evidence deep on the ocean floor off Santa Barbara.
A lot of them are coming off our own clothes. So as you're washing your clothes, they're washing down the drain. They're too small to get caught at the wastewater treatment plant, and they're washing right out into the ocean.
These microplastics seem to be in everything.
These microplastics are getting into our seafood, they're getting into our water, so we know we're ingesting them, but we don't yet have a measurement of what the effects might be.
30 years ago tomorrow, history was being made. The Berlin Wall, a defining symbol of the Cold War, came down.
When the wall came down, the world was open.
The 1990 reunification was overwhelmingly popular in Germany. Nadine Vollmann is of the generation of German 30-somethings who grew up in the former East and quickly appreciated their new freedoms.
People could fly somewhere, go somewhere. They didn't have these limitations they had before.
American Adam Goldman lived in Berlin from 2007 to 2017 and has written about what's called Ostalgie.
There was a feeling among lots of East Germans after the fall of the wall that they had been conquered by the West.
Some in the West asked how long they had to support the former East financially. Bud Mishkin, CBS News.
The Roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.